buddy Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc., and I'm here all by my lonesome self. No Elrond, no Meredith. You see, they're off doing more important things. Actually, you know, I just got to thank Maureen and Elrond for putting out that 3 fabulous episodes. You've learned so much. I know it was just exciting. Everybody who watches or listens to those 3 episodes, you're going to make more money. And so why do we care? Because one of the main purposes of working and doing these episodes is to help bring this profession to a higher level. And what we need in this profession is more full-time hypnotists, consulting hypnotists, and hypnotherapists, by whatever name you call yourself. And so that's why we decided to do that. We were talking about turning that into a for-sale kind of program, but I think we should just give it away, and that's why we put it on the website like we did. Hey, you might notice my button here. That's just to remind me that we are going to the NGH convention, and what are we doing there? We're helping people become Hypno 1%ers. Hypno 1%ers. That's what we want. We want to create more and more Hypno 1%ers. What's a Hypno 1%er? A Hypno 1%er is really to be the very best in the profession. All right, let's see. I got my notes here. Let's get rolling. I did my thank you to Elrond and Maureen, and I really do mean it. Thank you so much. Then I've got some stuff out here. It says, what you been up to, Cal? Well, gosh, as you guys know, it's not really about hypnosis directly, but I'm getting ready like crazy for this Amtrak Century Ride, September 11th, because I think that us hypnotists, we ought to work on being as fit as we possibly can and to represent our profession by being strong and healthy, you know, and getting out there and enjoying life a little bit. So I've been riding my bike like crazy. Just so happens, I don't remember if I mentioned this before, but I broke my old bike, broke the frame, just rode the heck out of it. Almost 8,000 miles on that bike. It broke. Trek was very nice, and it replaced that frame. It took a couple weeks, so while I was going in and out of the shop, I fell in love with another bicycle. It's a Trek Madone 5 Series. It's beautiful. So I've been riding like crazy. See, Sunday I did a 75-mile ride with more hills than you can count. We climbed to over 2,000 feet in altitude going up and down hills. Today I did a 30-mile ride before I came into the office. Did about 1,600 feet of climbing. Why? Because at the Amtrak Century Ride, there's this one climb. You see, first you ride 75 miles or so, and then you go up this huge hill. And I remember when I did it last year, I was like, so tired, and I said, so it was my own fault. You know what? I just didn't practice hills enough. The rides that I were doing, you know, I was doing, you know, 30-mile, 40-mile, even some 70-mile rides, but they were basically flat. So this year I said, I'm going to ride hills like crazy. So that's what I'm doing with my buddy Memo, and I'm trying to recruit some other people, but I'm not having much luck. All right, so that's what I've been up to. Now we talk about what I've been doing professionally, because I think that probably is of more interest to you. Let's see. We just graduated a new class of hypnotherapists about a week ago. Great group. I'm going to put a picture down there. By the way, if you're watching this episode anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video, right down there, you know what we got? We got more text, we got more links, we have graphics that go along with each and every podcast. Hey, by the way, if you're not already a VIP member, what you want to do is you want to go look right up in that corner right there, or right up there, wherever it is, it says VIP. Go ahead, click that, sign up, and you'll get instant, easy access to over 100 podcasts that we've created on this site for you, just all listed very nicely, and you can get easy access to them. All right. Let's see. Okay, just graduated a new group. It was a fun class. We had most of the people were on site. We had a couple of people off site because, as you know, our classes can be taken live over the internet from off site anywhere in the world. We could have someone in Texas, someone in Mexico, someone in Asia or Europe, all taking the class simultaneously. And I tell you what, I have all the respect in the world for you guys that do that. Because, I mean, it might be starting class time here at 8 o'clock in the morning, but for you it might be 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you've got to do, you know, a lot till like 12 o'clock at night taking classes. But, you know, for some people you're night owls, and it works out really good. So far, everyone has really loved it. What we do is, I'll put a link down below where you can see how you can do that for any of our upcoming classes. One of our C5s, which is a certified professional hypnosis instructor, was going through his training to be a trainer for us to teach our classes over in New Zealand. Hi, Paul. How you doing? And, all right. I'll put a picture of the class down below and some of their feedback. Oh, big news. More convention info. NGH convention. One of the reasons I'm kind of squeezing these, I'm going to do two or three videos today. All by myself, because I just don't really have time to get Meredith and Elron all together. It takes a little bit of, you know, putting things together to get everybody together in order to do the podcast, the videos, where we have a team like Elron and me or whatever. So why am I doing it by myself? Because the convention's coming up, and on the day, guess what? As you're watching this, I think I'm at the convention. And you know what? At the convention, if you still can get in, I don't know if you can or not, but if you can, it's going to be worth it. You want to check out my Mastering Age Regression session by Mastering the Initial Sensitizing Event. Class is just a 1 or 2 hour class, and the Mind, Body, Spirit Journey of Seven Past Self-Hypnosis begins. That's a 2 hour class. It's the first time I've ever taught just a pure seven-path class at the convention, and I'm going to give two of the recognitions. It's going to be the talk of the convention. And, of course, there's the Week of Power. Gosh, if you can squeeze in, squeeze in. But it might be too late by the time you watch this. How do you know? Go to www.ngh.net and find out what's going on. All right. Now we can get into the topic of the day. Hey, I got a news flash. This is a first. I was talking to Dr. Dwight Damon. He's the president of the NGH, and he told me that I could be the very first to announce this in an official capacity. So you're hearing it here first on CalBanyan.com, and it is the next National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend is not going to be in Las Vegas. Oh, but the good news is it's going to be in Anaheim, and it's going to be at the South Embassy Suites, and which is really cool because it's very centrally located to all of the cool stuff that goes on in Orange County, like Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, and all that good stuff. So I will keep posting information in either just in blog form or in the comments section below. And if you have any questions about it, just put it in the comments section below, and we will keep you up to date as we can. Oh, and as a little special thing, I have been invited to speak at that talk. I mean, at that event, I'm very honored to be able to do that. And I want your input. What would you like me to talk about at the Solid Gold? What would be so worthwhile that you know you would just have to be there? Would it be like marketing? Would it be how to write direct suggestion on the fly? Would it be about 7-path or 5-path? Or would it be about spooky stuff like dark force entities? Or just let me know. Age regression techniques. Help me out and help me pick a topic that I can talk about at this Solid Gold weekend. All right. Oh, and you know what? So important. Underline and bolded. Oh, I'll even ring my bell. Ooh, that's a loudie. You do not have to be a National Guild of Hypnotists member to attend. Now, there's a discount if you're a member. So if you're not a member, you ought to become a member. We have all of our ACHE friends and all these different organizations that are, you know, popular out here on the West Coast. gosh, join the NGH and get a discount, and I'm going to get more information to you about that in the future. All right, I think that's it. Now, today's topic. I've got so many topics, I'm just going to start and see how far I get. Today is the pre-hypnosis interview. You know what? I think when we have our internship program and I have the opportunity to supervise hypnotherapists that are brand new, they're right out of class, you know, there's one thing that they really get confused. I mean, they don't pay enough attention to the importance of what the hypnosis, the pre-hypnosis interview with the client. So to make sure you're not confused, there's the pre-talk and the pre-hypnosis interview. Now, the pre-talk, that's where you help get them ready for the hypnosis session by talking to them, educating them about hypnosis. We want to remove fears that they might have about hypnosis, or remove any concerns that would inhibit their ability to go easily into a deep state of hypnosis. Not talking about that. What I'm talking about is after they watch the video. Now, at our center, we just show the video. And it's a video of me explaining everything they need to know to really have a great hypnosis session. By the way, if you go to hypnosis.org, there's a video there, and if you haven't already joined, there's a video there, and I've got some other cool free stuff there, and one of them is you can get access, almost instant access to my pre-talk video, and you can see what kind of stuff I do with that. So go to hypnosis.org. There's a big video at the top. Click it, and I'll tell you all about how to get some really cool stuff, including how to do some rapid inductions and things like that, and how to make inductions work better. All right. So here's some things to think about and to practice and to know before you do the actual hypnosis part with the client. So here we go. You got to think in terms of a system. On the first appointment, you're going to greet the client, and then you're going to have them fill out whatever paperwork is necessary. Do the pre-talk. I prefer that it's done on video so that they get a good pre-talk every single time. And then next is the pre-hypnosis interview. And the pre-hypnosis interview is really, in the world of psychology, that's where you get the client's complaint, you know, what the problem is. And I like to ask them, I kind of lead into it by saying, hey, you just watched a video about hypnosis. Do you have any questions about that? And then we answer any questions about the pre-talk video. Then I say, okay, good. Gosh, how can I help you today? And let them start talking. And what I'm really interested in doing is getting a thumbnail sketch of the history of the problem. So I might even say with the person, I said, you know, in about 5 minutes or so, give me a history of your problem. You know, when it started, what you've done about it, what's worked, what hasn't worked, and that kind of thing. And let them begin to talk. And I remember that as I'm interacting with this person, my goals are to build confidence. You've heard me say it over and over again. One of the Banyanisms is, hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, there's going to be no game. So we're really trying with the pre-talk and the pre-hypnosis interview to build their confidence in hypnosis, the confidence in yourself as a hypnosis professional, and then confidence in themselves that they're going to be able to do that. I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of step-by-step how we do that. So as they're giving us the history of the problem, sometimes I'll just say, just kind of start at the beginning, give me a run through, thumbnail sketch, how it started, what you've done about it, what's worked, what hasn't worked. And now here is a big, big important thing. And this is what throws off so many people getting started in the profession. Do not let the obvious fool you. Do not be fooled by the obvious. Because the client is going to tell you, well, it's all started when. And they're going to make such a good case for it starting at that particular time. But you know what? Don't believe it. That's almost never the cause of the problem. That's usually what we will call the symptom-producing event. That's the time when the symptom or the problem raised its ugly head, but the beginning of that problem started long before that in what we will call the ISE, or initial sensitizing event. Now, so they give you the thumbnail sketch of the problem. Don't believe what they say the cause of the problem is. But here's some do's and don'ts. Do listen actively. Now, active listening. This is it takes a little bit of mastery, but if you can get into this, it will make a huge difference in all your efforts at communicating with other people. For example, your client goes blah, 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 and they're blah, blah, blah. Then what you need to do is, after they've kind of given you a chunk of the history of the problem, what you want to do is kind of hold up your hand and say, wait a second, let me make sure I've got this right. And you say, blah, 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 blah. And what you do with that chance for you to speak is you want to summarize what they've said to you so far. Now, that summary, it's magic what happens. A couple important things happen. One is, when you can pretty accurately give them back what they just heard, that lets them know that you are actually listening. And that's huge. So many people, they just want to be heard, but it's not happening on a regular basis in their life. The other thing it does is it gives them a chance to adjust what you think you heard, because they'll go, either they'll confirm what you said or they'll adjust what you said. So they go blah, 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 blah. And then you go blah, 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 right? And they go, well, not exactly. Blah, 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 blah. Now, what that does is they've just adjusted. They say, well, not exactly. And then you go, oh, I got it, blah, 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 blah. The point is that they'll give you the story in chunks. You get it every time you get a chunk, you want to paraphrase back to them in maybe one or two sentences, and then they hear that you've heard, and if you're not exactly right, they can adjust it, and then you paraphrase it back, and now you've heard them exactly right, and they're very happy. So this is really important. Actively listen. The next thing I like you to consider is, now, five pathers, most of them are trained in seven-path self-hypnosis. And whether you're trained in seven-path self-hypnosis or not, I want to encourage you to start teaching your clients self-hypnosis. It's just the right thing to do. Because why? Well, you give a person a fish, you feed them for a day. But you teach them how to fish, and you feed them for a lifetime. And we're not supposed to develop client dependency upon us. Every time they have a problem, they need to come in and see us. What we want to do is we want to help people get over their problems and then learn how to use self-hypnosis to continue their own development. Why? You'd say, gosh, from a business point of view, that doesn't sound very good. But really, in the long run, you heard Maureen in the previous three podcasts. We've literally booked millions of dollars worth of appointments. And we've generated that kind of revenue for our business with this approach. When people like your service, they're going to talk about it, and you're going to get referrals. And you, in the long run, I think you're going to have a happier business. You will be doing the right thing by teaching people self-hypnosis and overall giving them a good experience, because then they're going to talk to their friends. And when you've got them talking about, oh yeah, he teaches self-hypnosis, it's part of the sessions, and I got these results, and he proved to me I was hypnotized with eye lock or arm catalepsy, and they're out there talking, then you get almost a viral word of mouth effect. If you're one of those greedy little hypnotists that, I'm not going to teach them how to do self-hypnosis because, then they won't need me anymore, and then I'm just going to keep working with these same clients all over and over again, well, they're just not going to be as happy as the ones that you are really good at teaching self-hypnosis to, and so you lose some of that viral effect. So do teach self-hypnosis. And I'm thinking maybe in the next video, I'm going to go into a little bit of detail about some ways to do that that are not 7-path. Okay. Some other things you want to do in this pre-hypnosis time is don't counsel, advise, or diagnose. Like when the students come take our class, they watch videos of me doing the sessions with clients, and they'll see that I'm not taking the role of counselor. I'm not saying, oh, you should do this or you should do that, or, you know, giving that kind of advice. And I certainly don't do diagnosis. Now, there was a time in my psychological career where I did clinical evaluations and diagnosis, and I worked at the North Dakota State Hospital, as a matter of fact. And gosh, I just didn't find that very satisfying working with the population I worked with, which was chronically, seriously mentally ill adults. And I much prefer working with normal everyday people with normal everyday problems. And gosh, normal everyday people with normal everyday problems don't need a diagnosis. They just have, you know, bad habits. They have, they want to improve their motivation. They want to do these kinds of things that we do all the time. So don't start saying things like phobia. As, you know, if you're not a counselor, don't counsel. And if you're not, you know, a coach, then don't coach or advise. If you're not a psychologist or psychiatrist or medical doctor or otherwise a medical professional, don't go diagnosing. I think there's probably, you know, just between me and you, don't tell anybody, but I think even among the professions where they do diagnose, they tend to over-diagnose. Things will sometimes not quite fulfill the diagnostic criteria, but they'll do it anyway for third-party payment. You didn't hear it from me. The good news is 95% of the population out there are normal, everyday people with normal, everyday problems. These are the people you want to work with. All right, so don't counsel, advise, or coach. Do normalize their situation if they don't carry a diagnosis. Gosh, you know what I like to do? One of my main things I want to do in this first session is I want to build hope. Because our clients come in depressed, not clinically depressed, but just depressed about their issue that they've come in for, be it smoking or not being able to hit that golf ball straight or eating problems or whatever it is. They're depressed because nothing they've done has really worked. And so what I like to say to them is I like to get them off this idea there's something wrong with me. You know, maybe I need medication. And, you know, maybe they do, but if they need medication, they're in the wrong place. And one of the coolest things about being a hypnosis professional is that usually you're like the last one they go see. They've already seen the counselor. They've already seen the nurse or the doctor or the psychologist, and none of that's worked. So we want to offer them something different. And I like to say something like this to my clients. You know, I want to tell you what my opinion is of your situation and really what I've seen so far. And that what you are is a normal everyday person with a normal everyday problem. The issue that you've come to me with is exactly the issue that anybody would be experiencing if they've been through exactly what you've been through. Now, the most important part of that is this part where I go, you know, from my point of view and what I've seen so far, what you've come to me with, this issue, is really an issue that any normal person would have if they'd been through exactly what you've been through. So with that, they kind of like go, ah, because now you can help them. Now you can really, really make them experience a good change in your life. Okay, one last thing. I'm going to get this in real quick, and then we're going to wrap this up. We're at about 23 minutes now into this video. If you do age regression and parts work and stuff like that, forgiveness therapy, don't tell your clients what you're going to do. I know, you hypnotherapists out there, once you start learning about hypnosis and age regression, you think you got to tell your clients all about it. You don't. Don't tell him what you're going to do. Especially don't tell him how you're going to do it. If clients say, well, what are we going to do? Then I say, well, we're going to bring you about these benefits. And we're going to, I just basically tell them, I'm going to give you what you want. And they've already told me what they want and what the benefits are going to be. And I don't go into it in any more detail than that. And some people will say, well, what about full disclosure and informed consent? And I say, look, you should know this. Being in hypnosis does not cause you to be unconscious or unable to refuse a suggestion. So you hypnotists out there, don't talk so much about what you're going to do. What you want to do is just build their confidence, get them excited about what you're going about the changes that they're going to experience because of the hypnosis. Don't go into all the details about what you're going to do. Oh, we're going to bring up that feeling that's been holding you back, this terrible, painful emotion. Don't tell them that kind of stuff. And then we're going to follow it back to every painful event in your life where you felt that way. Don't tell them that stuff. And then we're going to go all the way back to the very beginning when you were so small. Don't tell them that stuff. Why? Because they're going to start thinking, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I can do this. I can't remember anything before the age of 6. And that's the last thing you want your clients to start saying to themselves just before you start doing the hypnosis session. So work on building their confidence. Work on building their hope. Build that alignment so that you're on the same team, and then proceed. Okay, that's it for now. This is Cal Banyan. I want to see you at the NGH convention. I want to see you at Solid Gold this winter. I'm going to get the exact date to you. I have it written down somewhere, but maybe I'll get it in the text below. And I want you to come visit my websites, hypnosiscenter.com. That's where all the scheduling is for my classes. Go to hypnosis.org. Lots and lots of cool stuff there. Everything about hypnosis. And become a VIP, because then you get instant access to, gosh, like 120 audio and video programs all about hypnosis, so that you can become a one percenter. And hey, when you come to the convention, if you're a five pather, ask for your Be a One Percenter badge like this. We'll be giving them out. And they're first come, first serve. Come to the convention. Say hi to Maureen and I. That's it. Cal Banyan. Signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved. For private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.